Ask, believe, receive. Seems like a simple enough formula, right? And if you watch The Secret, you'd be forgiven for thinking that that's all it takes to make law of attraction work for you and manifest pretty much anything you want. But there's a little bit more to it. And if you've tried to implement these steps, then maybe you figure that out for yourself by now. So in this episode, we are going to talk about each one of those three steps: ask, believe, receive. Talk about what the real meaning of it is, how to actually do it, and make sure that you avoid the hidden traps within it so that you can attract more of what you want using law of attraction. All things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business so you never worry about money again. Just subscribe to my channel and hit that notification bell. When I first watched The Secret, I was a broke single mum. I had a 3 and a 5-year-old and I'd just gone through a divorce and I had a defunct engineering career. And I watched The Secret and I applied everything within it. But I quickly found out that The Secret was really just the headline and there was a whole lot more to it. So fast forward to now, and I've really created the life of my dreams, which back then I really couldn't have imagined, including things like getting to work with Mike Dooley, who was one of my favorite teachers in The Secret. And, you know, I've built 2 multiple 6-figure businesses and married the man of my dreams. And we live in the house of my dreams and we have a beachfront property and life is really quite amazing. But it wasn't until I learned what these 3 steps of ask, believe, receive really mean, why they're so critical, what they're actually about, and how to avoid the hidden traps within them, that everything started to change. So that's why I want to go through them with you one by one in this episode, and especially make sure that you understand how to avoid those pitfalls. So let's do it. I even got to record a really awesome interview with Mike, and you can watch it right here. Step one is ask. Asking the universe for what you want is actually about you getting clear on what that is, because the universe can deliver you absolutely anything that you want. It can and it will. And so what most people do wrong is that they mistake this step for kind of praying, begging, and hoping. And they never really get clear on what it is they really want because they're afraid that they're asking for too much, maybe. And so there's an analogy I like to use with my students, and I'm going to share it with you. If you go to a really fabulous restaurant where you know that they have everything that's on the menu and they tell you about the specials, your job is to simply decide what you want and place a clear order with the waiter, knowing that the kitchen has it covered, the chef knows what to do, all the ingredients are available, and your order will get to you in good time. But what most people do is they get to the restaurant, they second guess everything on the menu, they want it, but they keep changing their order. They keep confusing the waiter because they'll say, oh, wow, I'd really love that lobster dish. That looks amazing. Give me one of those. And then the waiter's halfway to the kitchen and they call them back and they say, look, I know lobster's asking for a lot. And, you know, it's hard to get really good quality fresh lobster and maybe, you know, and it's a lot of work for you. So maybe I'll just go with the prawns. I'll be happy with the prawns. I'm sure they're fine too. So, you know, if the lobster's not available or if you don't feel like making the lobster, just bring me the prawns. I'll be happy with the prawns. And the waiter goes, okay, so you want prawns? Yes. Okay. And off they go again, back to the kitchen. And then you call them back again and you go, you know what? I really do want the lobster. Can we just make it the lobster? I promise to trust that you are going to have it all under control and that it's not an inconvenience. And I'll go with the lobster. And so the waiter goes, yeah, great. It's a special. We'd love to sell you the lobster. And away they go, and so on and so on. And it just doesn't stop, because if you're not clear on what you want, what happens is you keep changing the order, you keep confusing the waiter, you're sending out mixed signals. And so the universe can never really get started on delivering you what you want. Just as if the waiter never gets to the kitchen to actually place your order and for the chef to get started cooking your meal and putting it all together so it can come back to you, you'll never get fed. And so most people spend all their time confusing the waiter, placing the order over and over again, and never actually just allowing the process to unfold. So this first step is actually all about you getting clear on what you want and putting a clear order into the universe. And what most people do wrong is that they second guess that order. They're constantly changing their mind because they're coming from a place of fear, or they keep repeating the order over and over again, calling the waiter back to keep repeating that lobster order, again, coming from a place of fear that maybe the order won't be fulfilled. And what do you do if that's what's going on? You're just getting in the way and delaying the process, right? So asking actually includes a very critical component of surrendering and trusting that your order will be fulfilled. Step two is that step in between steps one and three. It's believing. It's the step in between asking and receiving, and it can sometimes seem like an absolute eternity. And that's why a lot of people will get anxious and screw it all up by going back to step one, because they feel like they just need to do something. And that's when they get stuck in this revolving door where they're stuck on step one, they're asking over and over again, confusing the waiter, driving them crazy, and not allowing themselves to ever get to step three. Now, believe is also the part where you have to back yourself up and show that you actually expect to receive and move on to step three eventually by backing yourself with your words and your actions. So that's all about being congruent. You can't just sit on the couch and saying to the universe, oh, I'll do something when the money shows up. I'll show you mine if you show me yours, because you get into a stalemate situation and you're actually showing that you have fear and doubt that it will happen and expect it to really not show up. So that is when you're literally manifesting it not happening rather than manifesting it happening by demonstrating with your words and your actions that you fully expect it all to unfold exactly as you asked for. So step two, believe, is actually about walking the talk and staying the course. And where most people go wrong is that they don't back themselves and they're not congruent. And so out of fear and doubt, they end up going all the way back to step one and never really progressing. So tell me, what resonates with you so far? Let me know in the comments below. Now let's move on to step three, which might seem like the really easy one that has nothing to do with you. But in fact, step number three, receive, has absolutely everything to do with you. It's all about you because it's all about your capacity and your willingness to receive. So it's time to check in. Are you willing to receive? Are you expecting to receive? Are you setting yourself up to receive? Or are you maybe somebody who every time they receive anything, they manage to make it bounce right off again and give it all away? This is the step where things like money blocks and limiting beliefs really come into play. So you can have asked and believed and then not be able or willing to receive because something within you says that it's just not going to happen and it's just not possible for you. And the thing I want you to really recognize about this step of receiving is that it has everything to do with your mindset, but it also has everything to do with the practical side of how you treat your money and whether or not you're able and know how to take loving care of your money. Because you may think that you're sorting out your mindset issues and your old money stories, but while you're not really ready on a practical note to receive those sums of money and you haven't set yourself up and know exactly what you're going to do with it, then it's really hard to make that happen. So if mindset is something where you think, oh, I do probably have some limiting beliefs I need to look at, then I want you to check out this video over here. And if sorting out your money on a practical basis is something that scares you and freaks you out, that will block your willingness and your ability to receive as well. And I want you to look at this video over here next. So to recap, step three, receive, is all about your capacity and your willingness to receive. And it's about both the mindset and the practical side of things. And most people get this completely wrong because they don't address their limiting stories, they don't address their money blocks, and they don't get their money systems in place and get organized to actually be able to receive the money they've asked for. Now, one of the best indicators of your limiting beliefs is actually looking at your money patterns. I call this your money habit archetype, and there are actually only three types. the spender, overextender, and the accumulator. And I've created a quiz where you can find out which one is your predominant money habit archetype. And then I help you use that, because that is the tip of the iceberg that then gives us the clues as to what is driving that pattern. And that is how you get to figure out what those old money stories and those limiting beliefs are. So make sure you check out the quiz here. I've popped the link for you below this video as well. And if you've enjoyed this video, please hit the like button and hit subscribe if you want to see more videos like this. If you have any special requests, let me know in the comments below. I'll gladly do a future episode for you answering your question. It's time to embrace your unlimited potential, and you're absolutely ready to take that next step. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.